Snow falls on a silent city. Something moves in the ruins. A lone figure advances, weapon drawn. Then, something screams in the darkness. She stops. Heat gathers in her hands. The air bends around her as something inside her answers the threat. From somewhere deep in the ruins, Steel leaves its sheath. He studies a catalog of vials and drinks. Black veins crawl up his neck. With a gun trained on the silver-haired man, she holds out her hand, and fire erupts. One carries a power she never asked for. The other carries a blade forged to kill things that shouldn't exist. Parasite meets Monster Hunter. Mitochondria meets mutation. This week, powered by the powerhouse of the cell, Aya Brea versus the White Wolf, Geralt of Rivia, the Witcher. It's time for Science and Alchemy tonight, as two video game heroes go head-to-head as a mutant charged with policing monsters faces off against a police mutant charged with monster cells. Welcome to another Who Would Win Masters Summer Tournament Battle. Our competitors made it through the grueling street-level round one and now move into the semifinal. As they've leveled up, so do the characters they're battling with. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and in this episode, representing Square Enix, the NYPD detective who proves car crashes bring the family together, the mutant who proves mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell and really big guns are the selling point, it's Aya Brea, and representing CD Projekt Red, the monster hunter who starts his day singing, "Oh, what a beautiful morning," the mutant whose epic journey is just about as morally gray as his hair. It is The Witcher. Of course, with all of our tournament battles teaming up with me, a guy with 3 days left to his retirement, our own Loose Cannon, the chief demanded his badge and gum after deciding even his chewing was too confrontational. It is Ray Stacanus. Ray, are you ready for the power of the semifinal?
Whoa.
Oh, go on. Yeah.
You can't put a pause like that in there and then think I'm not just going to jump all over it. I thought I was ready. My gum is very strong. And then I realized I still have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house behind me from the previous round. And I tried to change it, but this is Riverside, so I don't know where anything is. So I'm going to see what I can do as the match goes along. But I am ready. These are two of my favorite characters from all of video game history. And I'm fired up to talk about them.
All right. Well, let's get into it then. Welcome back and congratulations to both of our debaters. You made it through round one and now potentially halfway to the championship. First up, he repped Mr. Freeze and froze Delvin Cox in his tracks. It's Matthew Dawson with The Witcher. Now, what was the other character you picked and why did you choose The Witcher?
The other character I could have picked, I'm pretty sure Ray made up. So I don't think I can even say.
That's right.
But it I picked The Witcher.
It was an anime character that he'd never heard of before.
It was an anime character with an unpronounceable name, and mm-hmm. I probably would have been canceled by the end of this episode. So I picked The Witcher because Geralt is a character that exists and a character that I love and have a deep history and appreciation for. As right, opposed to Ray's imaginary friend.
I have made it through enough anime-based Tale of the Tapes without getting canceled. So, you just want to be a coward. I get it. All right, next. There's nothing slow and steady about it. He was totally awesome with his win with Raphael. It is William Schmidt who will be repping Aya Brea. Now, what was the other character? You had the choice between her and Captain America. Is that
Captain
right?
America. Yep.
Yeah. Why did you make the choice you made?
So here's the funny thing. I didn't know much about this character when it was proposed. So I was about to jump all over Cap. Did some research, watched some gameplay videos, realized what was there, and I was just in a different league. So I'm gonna take the stronger fighter, in my opinion.
All right. And with that said,
there you go.
Let's get into tonight's Tale of the Tape, right?
That's right. So tonight's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by Dank Memes. Now, you may have thought to yourself, this meme is pretty good, but is it dank? My friend, if the meme was dank, you wouldn't have to ask yourself that. So find yourself the dankest of memes. They're fun, hilarious, and most importantly, they're a signal that it's time to leave the party when someone whips out their phone and starts showing you one after another. The conversation's dead. The dank memes are here. That means it's time to go. Dank memes, the canary in the coal mine for parties since 2002. All right, today we have two combatants that use extraordinary abilities to protect people from monsters. First off, we have the Witcher, Geralt of Rivia. Geralt is a monster hunter for coin in a mythical fantasy world. As a Witcher, his body has undergone changes which dramatically slow aging, up all his physical stats, and give him access to magical powers. Now, you put all this together, and Geralt becomes tough to take down for even the fiercest of prey. Now, Geralt was created by Andrzej Sapkowski and first appeared in the novel The Witcher in 1986. This is normally the part where Sam would ask you about the stuff
right,
he already
I broke
asked
our
you.
Format.
So you broke the format completely, so I'm just going to move on to the other side of the coin with Aya Brea. Aya Brea is the main protagonist of the Parasite Eve video game series. Aya was an NYPD detective when on Christmas Eve, people started spontaneously combusting at an opera house and a villain named Eve was formed. Eve creates deformed creatures all over Manhattan that Aya must defeat before dealing with the root of the problem at the end of the game. Aya was created by Hironobu Sakaguchi and first appeared in the video game Parasite Eve back in 1998. I'm going to point out, this is Parasite Eve only. This is Aya Brea from only Parasite Eves 1 and 2. The whole thing goes totally off the rails in part 3, and nobody was happy with that even in the moment, so we're pretending that that part of her history does not exist. Sticking mainline, Parasite Eve 1 and 2. This is where we'd ask William why he picked the character, but you already know that now,
yay,
Sam. So I'm just going to kick it back to you to get this, showdown going. We're not going to go straight into the showdown, because
we're
I'm going to remember
the
for the first time all
minute.
Tournament. That's right. We're going to play the rules in under a minute, coming soon in song form, but not right now.
Here are your rules for who would win Masters in 1 minute. Number one, there will be 3 timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. Number two, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. Number three, keep the characters in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. Number 4, battles can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And number 5, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won.
Oh, I can't wait for the song version of that. I can't stand that guy's
voice.
Oh,
it's going to be so good. Well, Sam, you've heard the song version of it. You approved it.
I have. It's an improvement. We are going to get right into it. It was decided before we started recording that William's going to start us off. So 3 minutes on the clock for your point number one, starting now.
All right. Well, let's start with who I is. As explained, she was an NYPD detective. She was at Carnegie Hall. Everybody burst into flames around her, and she was the only human left that survived it. She actually evolved into a new life form, which controls the mitochondria energy. She battles a lot of different monsters, takes on a supreme being type monster. And after that, after the event happened, she gets drafted into the MIST, which is the FBI's mitochondria investigation and suppression team. She then spends years between games hunting down these creatures, which are called the Neo mitochondrial creatures. And she gets dubbed the NMC Hunter during those years. She is... So Geralt's not the only monster hunter, as mentioned. These are two monster hunters going against each other. The big difference is that Geralt relies heavily on generations of Witcher knowledge about the monsters that he hunts. He has a lot of information going into the hunt itself. Aya confronts newly formed organisms whose abilities, anatomies, and attack patterns have never been seen before and evolve throughout the combats themselves. So she has great improvisation skills and adaptability, and they are keys in her arsenal. Speaking of arsenals, she has a lot of weapons. I've selected several that will be represented in this fight. So she is a master marksman, second only to one other person in the military in the storyline. And she carries around a sidearm, which has a 3-round burst capacity. So she's always firing like rounds of three. She has an MP5 submachine gun. She has an assault rifle, which is kind of her main weapon throughout the games, which also has attachments. And the most common attachment is the M203 contact grenade launcher. She has a belt-fed light machine gun, because who doesn't? I have three of those in my car. And an automatic shotgun. She also has a rocket launcher, because why not? And then, just in case she needs it, she has a high-velocity magnetic rail gun that she whips out if she wants to one-hit kill things. So she's got a lot of weapons. But it's important to note that she's not just a highly trained human with firearms.
30 seconds
she's
remaining.
She's also an awakened mitochondria master that controls this Parasite Eve energy. She can use this energy to scan opponents for their statuses and weaknesses. She can reduce damage and erect defensive barriers. She can increase her speed, making her move incredibly fast. She has burst healing, regeneration, status recovery. She can even self-resurrect. She can inflict her opponents with confusion, stunning them for short periods of time. She has thermal attacks, electrical attacks. She can enhance her weapons and supercharge her bullets to do a lot more damage. And there's a lot more to talk about in my next point.
All right, can't wait. Matthew, 1 minute for your counterpoint, starting now.
Look, it's really cute that Aya deals with a city of monsters. Geralt deals with a continent of monsters. And I know that the mitochondria energy is what powers her, but it's very important, listeners, to realize that this mitochondria energy is limited. She can't just keep spamming upgrades and moves. If she goes too much, too fast, she does tire out quickly. And, you know, she goes from being a rookie cop to being a rookie FBI agent. This is Clarice from Silence of the Lambs versus a mix of Deadpool, Captain America, and Doctor Strange we're talking about. All right. And the guns, I was unaware that she was an octopus who could carry 80 billion guns at one time. When you show me art of this character, she typically has two arms, two hands, the normal human amount. And I don't think she's going to be walking around with all that.
All right, well, we'll see what Geralt is walking around with as you go into your point number one. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right, Geralt is a Witcher, a genetically mutated, magically enhanced swordmaster. As I said before, Aya Bria is a cop. But let's go into what made him that way. Geralt was trained from childhood in all sorts of combat techniques, from swordplay to the hand-to-hand to archery, and he mastered all of it. He survived the Trial of the Grasses, which is this trial that kills about 9 out of 10 of the boys training to become witchers. And not only did he survive it, he excelled it to the point where the people putting him through this trial just pumped him up with more and more stuff that mutated him to be better and better. The potions, the toxins that they pumped into him, it turned his hair white. But by the end, he had increased strength. He had increased speed. He had increased reflexes, endurance, durability. He even has these cat-like eyes. You'll notice very quickly when you see him. That allow him to have night vision and extreme focus on whatever he is hunting down. He can like just zoom in on him. He has over 50 years of combat experience. He takes down men, sorcerers, vampires, werewolves, trolls, dragons. And I have two favorites here. He once beat a grizzly bear with just his fists. That's awesome. And he also killed a castle full of vampires while drunk. That's great. If you can do that to a bunch of vampires and a grizzly bear, you're going to take down a rookie cop, a rookie FBI agent at best. And I don't know if you've ever tried to punch stone. The only person I know who has is Kevin Israel after last week. But he beat down a stone troll with his bare hands and won. This is how strong this guy is. Geralt was able to put concrete into submission. He moves so fast that he leaves a blur behind him. Do me a favor. Blink. Boom. Geralt just killed 20 men. That's right. He once killed 20 men in the blink of an eye. He can combat monsters that are similar speeds to him, faster than the eye is commonly what he's described to be in fights. He can even react and dodge lightning at point blank range.
30 seconds remaining.
He fought in a war for weeks with no rest. His stamina is virtually limitless. Remember, Aya has to keep track of her resources. Geralt can keep fighting for weeks without rest. He is an expert in anatomy. He's fought all the monsters. And he's fought all the humans. He knows anatomy. He knows the weak points. And he's going to exploit them very quickly. And that is point number one.
All right, William, you have 60 seconds on the clock for your counterpoint, starting now.
I kind of wish Matthew had played the Witcher games, because he would recognize that there's something called stamina that Geralt has to manage, and there is a very limited amount of it. Matter of fact, it's very much like the Parasite Eve energy that Aya manages. So I don't think either one has an advantage as far as like mana in the tank. Geralt moving at super speeds, great. Every other monster in the game moves at super speed, so Aya has defeated many, many monsters. I'll go into some of them later that she's taken down that move at teleportation super speed, appear right next to you, launch an attack type thing. A rookie cop. Yeah, everybody was rookie at one point. Geralt was a baby at one point. You know that? After 3 years of killing creatures that take down entire squads of elite Navy SEALs and SWAT teams, Aya goes in and does it by herself. She went through the entire Chrysler building, floor by floor, wiped out every single monster, and took out an S-tier boss monster at the top without getting hurt.
All right, strong swing from both sides with our super mutants. What do you think, Ray?
Man, I feel bad for whoever has to judge this.
Oh, it's us. It's you and me. Crap. You're on this side now.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, listen, I know both of these games, The Witcher 3 and Parasite Eve 1. I just got 2. I haven't played it yet. But these are some of my favorite video games series of all time. And the fact that we have two characters who are so remarkably similar to each other, and it's just happenstance that these two happen to be the ones to fight today, is absolutely hilarious. I don't know what Providence created both of these round two matchups, because I swear I didn't fix anything. This is as random as it gets. This is where we're at with both of them. Unbelievable. Anyway, both of you are making great points. At first, when William came out with the guns, especially kind of these charged up, powered guns, I was just like, oh, Witcher's in trouble, man. That's going to be... But Witcher moves faster than the eye can see. Witcher has all kinds of his own tricks that I'm sure Matthew's going to get into to deal with that. So all of a sudden, I was like, well, maybe the guns aren't such a big deal after all. And the thing about the stamina bar, I think it does hurt Aya just a little bit more than Geralt. Not by a ton. I think that was a great counterpoint by William. I'm in the middle right now, ready to be swayed. Those were two haymakers that both connected. You both look a little staggered. We're going to see who has the stamina to win this fight.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Like, it's, you know, is Geralt fast enough to outrun, obviously, the rocket launcher and the grenade launcher, but like, enough machine gun fire, maybe you hit something. I guess we'll find out after this break. We're going to jump right into our point number two. William, you're starting us off again. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right, so bullets. Let's talk about some of Geralt's weaknesses. Geralt was killed by a pitchfork when a peasant stabbed him. That's pretty bad, right? I mean, a pitchfork, that's not a bullet. He's been hit with arrows, he's been cut with knives, he's been slashed with swords. He takes damage. He's never faced anything like a bullet. Modern firearms are so out of anything's the league of anything he's faced. Now, put on top of that AI can empower her bullets to go faster and do more damage. These are super bullets, right? Grenades are area of effect. Geralt doesn't have a lot of answers for area of effect. He can summon a little shield that breaks as soon as it gets hit. He can concentrate and focus and do an active shield, but he can't really move when he's doing that. And every hit on that active shield drains his stamina, which we were just talking about. If this becomes a fight of stamina and he's got that shield up, he's going to get drained pretty quick when bullets start pinging off it, right? But let's go beyond the firearms, because you know firearms are a one way to win. But there's a lot of abilities that come with the mitochondria powers that we should talk about. Pyrokinesis, cellular combustion, Inferno, which is a flamethrower, apobiosis, which is an AOE electrical paralyze, confusion. She can like literally have you wander in circles for like 3-5 seconds, right? These all give like great options to just, I'm not just firing the guns, I'm firing the guns and something else is going off. Right? So you got to deal with two things at once. Geralt's not really great at dealing with two things at once. It's why groups of guards have taken him down. There was one game where he had to fist fight two guards, and there was literally an option for him to lose, right? Where if you didn't control him correctly, he's knocked out and he gets hung the next day. AI has a lot of ranged attacks that she can use, but the one that I want to really concentrate on is the cellular combustion. This is where she causes your cells to actually combust. Internal organs start exploding and burning. That's hard to defend against. That's not something that a shield protects against. That goes beyond shielding. She has this thing called plasma that can knock you down into a prone position and basically disorient you on the ground for several seconds. She can summon three energy balls that act as bodyguards that float around her. If you get close to them, they zap you. If you try to strike her, they intercept the attack. So hitting her becomes a big problem. If you do hit her, she has barriers that redirect the damage. She has an ability called resist impact, where a fatal blow becomes one hit point. So she survives that fatal blow to the heart. It shifts it off a little bit. She's still up. She still has one hit point. And she can heal herself. She can regenerate. She can burst heal. She can status recovery and even self-resurrect. That's right. If she dies, the mitochondria will bring her back, right?
All right, Matthew, you have 1 minute on the clock for your counterpoint, starting now.
All right, it's important to remember that Geralt is a book character first and foremost. Stamina for him is a gameplay mechanic, specifically put into the games to make it a video game. That's the way Aya was created, is to have a stamina mechanic. So it's far more important to her. And how dare you insult Geralt by going after his pitchfork death? He died a hero, saving hundreds of dwarves and elves, I believe, from armies of men coming at them. So don't act like this was a stray peasant with a pitchfork. He fought valiantly and saved many lives. And you know what? When I played The Witcher 3, he didn't die to two men. It's called a game over, and I've never seen it. So, and you know, guns. Just doing a quick Google search. Guns are roughly 150 times slower than lightning, which Geralt reacts to all the time and dodges and moves out of the way. These bullets are going to be moving at him, and it's going to be like Quicksilver scene where he's just walking out of the way.
All right. Thunderclap for that. Matthew, 3 minutes on the clock for your point number two. Starting now.
All right, we're going to talk about the equipment that Geralt brings into battle. And he doesn't need a billion guns because he has two swords on his back that he carries with him at all times. First, his steel sword, which he uses for more mundane threats like humans or wild animals. This thing is so sharp that it can cut through armor and bodies like butter. Sorry, kids. And next, he has his silver sword, which he reserves for more supernatural foes. This blade is capable of negating his foe's durability and causes extreme pain to anyone cut by it. I don't know what's more painful than getting cut by a sword, but apparently getting cut by this sword is somehow more painful than that. And, you know, he also has a crossbow. So if this is a ranged fight, he is not completely out. I'm not saying it's on the level of a machine gun, but He is extremely accurate with this, and he has a multitude of arrowheads, including a split bolt that splits into three arrowheads for a wider range. He has a tracking bolt that, when hit, causes extreme bleeding, and my personal favorite, the explosive bolt that gets in and literally explodes his target inside out, pops him like a balloon. He also carries a variety of bombs with him, like Grape Shot, which is effectively just a grenade. Moon Dust that causes the other's regeneration to stop working. I wonder if that would work on a self-revive type deal if she were hit by this bomb. Northern Winds freezes their opponent solid. Shout out, Mr. Freeze. I love you. The Demetrium Bomb blocks magical abilities. And the Samum Bomb acts as a flashbang that can blind opponents. He wears a silver medallion with him at all time. You've seen it. It looks like a wolf. And this medallion alerts him to supernatural threats. It allows him to track them and know exactly where they are, where they're attacking him from at all time. It's like a built-in spider sense just to deal with Aya. He also has mutations built into him, like Bloodbath. This increases his strength by 250%. This is a guy who already wrestles dragons at his base strength, and now he's 250 times stronger than that.
30 seconds remaining.
He also has tough skin, which makes his skin incredibly tough to break, obviously. Tough skin. And, you know, he's a witcher. He has way more experience than Aya with monsters like Aya, dealing with abilities. He's not going to run in and get blasted by a pistol. He's going to hang back. He's going to notice the reload times, the little openings, and he's going to study her. He's a hunter at the end of the day, and he's going to find the perfect opening and exploit it as soon as he can.
All right, William. 1 minute on the clock for your counterpoint, starting now.
Well, the amulet does nothing because she's not a supernatural creature from his world. So I don't think it's going to actually do anything to Aya. Geralt does not have super speed. He is not the Flash. He has abilities to do brief instances of speed to get out of the way. Aya has the same ability, right? So one-to-one there. If he's going to keep it at range, he's simply going to lose. He doesn't have much in the way of ranged attacks. She has a ton of ranged attacks. She has the ability to knock away things that are coming at her with her plasma. She has multiple defenders, the energy balls that are rotating around her that can be resummoned, that can absorb attacks. If he stays at range, he's going to get peppered with a lot of different firearm attacks and energy attacks, including pyrokinesis, which will create fireballs and whatnot and do area of effect attacks. And he doesn't have much that he can throw at her that's going to affect her. And when he tries getting close, he's going to get hit by the stun from the energy balls. She's got the ability to stun area of effect. I'll stop there.
I'm sure you could have kept going, but you do have a point number three if you want to bring any of those back up. This is going great, guys. And like, I don't have any specific direction to go. Like, it still feels very close, very matched up between the Ranger's attacks and, you know, the abilities. Ray, any thoughts?
Plenty. Now, I thought that was a very, very excellent round two. You know, there were some things back and forth. You talk about the Witcher medallion, and my first thought was, well, does Aya count as a supernatural being? I don't know does, because she is scientific-based, not supernatural-based. So I do think William's counterpoint hit for me. Yeah. Matthew, I think you spent a little bit too much time on the crossbow, because I don't see Witcher beating Aya Brea with a crossbow in any... You could bring a ballista, and I still don't think it would be enough to bring her down at that point. But that being said, you did a good job. I'm convinced that the Witcher is a lot faster than Aya Brea at this point, and I believe that he does dodge. I played both games, and Aya is a little stiffer in movement than the Witcher is, and so I think there's an agility factor that y'all have been talking around that I would also definitely give to the Witcher. The thing that I would want to see in the round three from both of you is paint me a picture. let's talk about victory conditions. What does your character need to do, and why are they going to be able to do it? It's the most important thing you can do in round three of a Who Would Win Masters debate. A lot of people miss that, and I think that neither of you will, but I'm going to say it out loud for everyone else at home for when we send they send us a 60-second video demo of themselves talking about any character, so that way they'll know what they're in for when they sit down in the chair.
Yeah. And remember, kids, if you can dodge a lightning bolt, you can dodge a wrench. We'll be back with our we'll be back after this sponsor. This is our third and final point, and as Ray said, paint us a picture of victory. William, you'll start us off. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Aya's path to victory. Okay, so how does she actually win? She wins in a number of different ways. So I'm going to try to get through all of these. First, just straight firepower. Like I said, Geralt isn't a super speedster. He can have bursts of super speed, dodge an occasional attack, but he is going to get hit by bullets. Sustained automatic fire is not something that he's going to play well with. Explosions, area of effect attacks, a lot of her abilities are area of effect, including her paralyze effects. All of her paralyze effects, including apophysis, are area of effect. So, oh, I dodge. Great. You move 5 feet that way. You're still in the area. You got hit. You're paralyzed. The energy balls are going to paralyze him. They have ranged attacks as well. So he has to find a way to beat that paralyzation. She has actually three different ways to paralyze you. She has the combustion of the organs, something that I did not hear counters for. He has great immunity to poisons and disease and toxins, but when his own cells are turning against him, can he do anything about it? Ultimately, what she also has is something called Liberate, and you knew this had to come up because it is her ultimate attack, her final attack, where she converts all of her midichlorian energy into this form. She becomes this angelic nightmare of a figure, hovers up into the air, you know, 10, 20 feet, and then unleashes several very powerful attacks that are all AoE and just do a heck of a lot of damage. I don't think Geralt's going to be able to avoid that. He can try to shield against it, but Quinn only it deflects the first hit. What's he going to do about the others? And again, that sustained shield drains all his energy away. So I don't think he's going to be able to survive that type of onslaught. His fundamental problem isn't that Aya has one victory condition. It's that he has a lot of victory conditions. And she doesn't need to kill him with the paralysis. She's got guns that can do that. She just needs to paralyze him for a few seconds. Which, again, she has three different ways to do it. We haven't even talked about gear. I'm not going to get into that right now because I think there's a more important thing, which is let's remember that Geralt has been defeated by a lot of different opponents. He got killed by a peasant with a pitchfork. I'm just going to say that again. He's been killed by other witchers, by sorcerers, by normal human guards, right? Ooh, he's lightning fast. Yeah, but that normal human guard took him out. You're going to say that a machine gun can't take him out, or
30 seconds remaining.
Can't take him out. Never mind, you know, area effect blast of fire or internal organ explosion, the floating energy balls that paralyze him. I'm not saying he's easy to kill. And he is an accomplished fighter, but he has been outfought. He has been overpowered by supernatural abilities. He's been taken down by ordinary weapons. And Aya is not ordinary. She's trained by the military. She's been spending 3 years hunting unimaginably horrific creatures and taking them one after another. And she's defeated bosses that have powers that excel and exceed his capabilities.
All right, Matthew, 1 minute. 1 minute on the clock, Matthew, for your counterpoint, starting now.
All right. I would absolutely argue mitochondrial energy is supernatural. It is science we don't understand. And by Thor's definition, that is magic. And I couldn't disagree more that he would be affected by bullets. Like I said, he's dodging lightning. He's parrying lightning. He has armor on. He has tough skin. He has a healing factor. He is going to be dodging bullets. He is faster than the eye. And, I'm so glad you brought up Liberate, because this consumes all of her parasite energy. All of it. gone. You spent your whole point two naming a billion moves she has. She has a choice. She can use a billion moves once, or she can use that big move once. And it seems you've made it so she's using the big move once. So all I gotta do is put up a shield, which we're gonna talk about in my point three, and, you know, get out of the way faster than the eye can see, and get in there for the kill.
Okay, let's get right into that point number three. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right, so I mentioned the shield, and we're going to talk about all of his magical abilities, otherwise known as signs. He has Ard, where he essentially has the Force. He can push people, he can pull people, and he can disarm people. He does this all the time to knock people's weapons out of their hands and blast enemies away telekinetically. He has Igni, which is also a fire blast. So they both have fire blasts. It's going to be a flamethrower match. It's going to be beautiful to watch. It's a nice ranged attack, can also be shot out in waves. Yirdin can slow down enemies and even paralyze them, just like Aya. Man, these two really are similar. So Quinn is a magical force field, and this is going to do great for her more ranged attacks like Liberate. Imagine she uses Liberate, this ultimate wave, and the smoke clears and he's just got a bubble over him. She is tired. She is done. He just walks up and ends it quick. I should also add that damaging this barrier converts to healing on Geralt. So if this barrier takes damage, he's going to use that force to heal himself. He has Somni, which puts his enemies to sleep. Supir enhances all of Geralt's senses, including the ones that he's going to use to be dodging bullets, getting in close to end the fight. He can place down magical traps instantly. He often lures his opponents into those traps, and those traps then paralyze them and cause massive damage. He has Helotrope, which can deflect, which allows him to deflect magic with his bare hands. I know you're arguing that this isn't magic. I think it is. This is force versus magic type stuff. And lastly, I think Axie is going to be his go-to here. It's literally the first one he uses in the books. It's a mental attack that he can use to basically a Jedi mind trick. He can use it to make people follow his commands. If she can get within his range, which is roughly 300 feet, very big range, she's vulnerable to his mind control. We're talking about Geralt of Rivia, the one who has superior training, as we've established, over 50 years versus rookie cop experience, a battlefield control. He has greater durability, greater speed,
30 far seconds
greater
remaining.
Reflexes, greater strength. He has magic. He's got tactical knowledge. He is a monster hunter, first and foremost, and a variety of weapons. Oh, and I do want to bring up one last bomb, the Enhanced Demetrium Bomb, which can block any and all supernatural abilities in an area. So he can just chuck this and disable all of her upgrades, including Liberate, get in there, and then it's a fist-to-fist fight. And let me ask you, who do you think wins that? Into an ad break.
You have confounded Ray with the first board.
Sponsored point three. I'm proud to have it.
I hate right. Your soundboard so much.
Technical
I
issues
hate more
aside.
Than I have to use. I have to be the one to use it.
All right, let's give William his counterpoint. 1 minute on the clock, starting now.
All right. First of all, a counterpoint. Metabolic is a status recovery that makes her immune to all status effects for 20 seconds. Try to confuse her. It's not going to work. Slow. She can actually slow Geralt. That's one of her abilities. Confusion. They both have confusion. Difference is Geralt doesn't have immunity to it. She does. Active barrier. Each hit drains your Geralt of stamina. This isn't the book, Geralt. This is the video game, Geralt. So every hit is draining him of stamina. The power of the hit takes away an amount of stamina equal to the power of the hit. He is not absorbing a bunch of damage and healing. By hit two or three of Liberate, he is basically dead, right? And then there's three or four more just kind of piling on behind that. And that's if she has to use Liberate. I'm not saying she is going to use it, but if he gets close enough, oh, she uses it. He's got to take her down three times, not once. The first one gets afflicted by the barrier. The second one, she has the impact immunity, which means that she gets reduced to one hit point. And the third one, she raises from the dead automatically. So he's going to think, oh, I got the one stab to the heart. It's over. It's not, right? And that's only if you get past the three floating balls that are going to stun him if she gets close.
Wow. Okay. Well, Ray and I don't actually have time to prepare a potion or activate any mitochondria, but we have plenty of evidence to brew up our decisions. So we will get crafting and we'll be right back after this.
Sam has weighed all the points made. Two figures met in collision. Now let's find out who would win. It's time to hear Sam's decision.
Yeah, my decision is I will come back next week. I'll see what the people say and just voice my with that. This is insane. And coming into it, I'm not someone who plays either of these games, so I had to go a lot off of what everyone had said, and thank God Ray decided not to let William have the level 3, which would have made this easier, or game 3, which would have made this so much easier. This is science versus fantasy. It's guns versus potions, which doesn't sound like it should be a thing, but clearly is, and potions and signs. And I think we've got Geralt, who is faster. He's going to come off faster. He's dodging the lightning and the dodgeballs and the wrenches and all of that good stuff. And does that get him out of the way of the area effect and the rocket launcher and the grenade launcher and just a series of bullets? Probably not. He's taken some hits. He's going down and wearing away all of his abilities and all of that. The feat that Matthew brought up early about him taking out a grizzly bear with his bare fists and what a stone troll and like killing a castle full of vampires while drunk is pretty awesome. And to say that Aya has these abilities to upgrade her cells and do all of these things, but does doing all of the little tricks stop her from doing the big liberate, which is the point that Matthew made? And it's really, I think, the biggest sticking point for me is, does Geralt play the waiting game, get through all of the little thousand cuts or bullets, tough skin or not? It seems like a lot to witch for. And unfortunately, Matthew, I'm not going to say the things you want me to say. I'm giving this to Aya, Brea, and William.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, let me say right now, there were a couple of arguments that I think I would have made that I did not hear, and a couple of rebuttal points that I also would have made that I did not hear. I will not say them until the wrap-up if you ask me about it then, because I do not want to influence the battle in either direction, nor am I allowed to use those arguments and points to make my decision today. That's how you're supposed to do it, judges. Anyway, I think that when this battle comes down to two very, very similar characters, they're imbued physically, they're imbued with magical sort of properties. Yeah. Are Aya Brea's abilities supernatural? Yes, but also no. I do think that the medallion wouldn't help Geralt as much as it would against other monsters. But I also think about this. I think about the fact that Aya Brea only fights these monsters, right? It's a whole bunch of sort of mindless monsters and maybe a boss kind of thrown in once in a while. I mean, also, I did a terrible job upgrading her and I never actually beat the final boss of the first game. I need to try that. I'm going to do another replay later this year, maybe for YouTube. And I think that the Witcher, with his physical abilities, he has much more knowledge, much more training, and those potions really do put it over the top. He really has like 75 potions for any type of situation possible, and he knows where in his cloak each one is because he has to. That's his literal job. So when I think about the fact that, and Matthew made a great point here, the liberate spell, good counter research, does drain all of Aya's stamina, mana, whatever you're going to say, leaving her pretty defenseless for a little period of time. And I think that's all the Witcher has to do, is because he's fast enough to cross. It's not going to kill him. One liberate's not going to kill the Witcher with the duff defenses and speed, because it doesn't kill everything else that I fought in that game. But again, I severely underpowered myself. Maybe this is too much internal information. The point I'm trying to make here is I do think the Witcher finds a way to be patient, because he is a patient hunter. I think that the bullets aren't going to throw him as much as William would like you to believe, because he's seen crossbows. He's seen lightning being thrown from hands. She has to aim it at him in order to shoot it at him, so he will have the ability to track the bullet using his animalistic senses. I think he can close the distance. I do think he can cut her down. I do think he can defend enough to get through the what attacks that she'll be able to put out. I will give this, and I'm surprised. I mean, look at my name right now. It's Parasite Ray, but I'm giving this to Geralt and the Witcher.
She's a loose cannon, Ray. She doesn't have time for this. But listen,
it's my last day on the judge's job.
No, you have at least two more.
Oh, that's right. I have two more.
But that is just our opinions. It is up to you, the listener, to decide the fate of these two characters. Head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinmasters. Vote on the poll, and we will reveal who you think actually won when we talk about it in the wrap up. Gentlemen, well done. Like, it's such a good matchup. It's uncanny how similar these characters were. Whether or not, you know, Ray nailed it or I did, don't know. We'll have to see.
I will say I did go 4-0 in the first round of this tournament. I'm not trying to say anything about anything.
Yeah, I think that's just a popular vote at that point. So
Hashtag what?
Haven't gotten used to me
hashtag
yet.
Hashtag Ray is
I guess,
what?
I guess you all just led me astray. I thought
hashtag
we were friends.
William won? What?
let's break ourselves out of here. First off, William, where can the people find you at home?
OldNerd64.com. Also YouTube, Instagram, OldNerd64. Because yep. I'm old, I'm a nerd, and I'm 6'4".
There it is. Awesome. Also, I will say, great Disney videos. I've been checking them out. Yeah, I subscribe to that channel. It's really a good time. Matthew Dawson, tell us about the Mortalverse.
Yes, you can find me brewing up potions and audio dramas over at the Mortalverse. We got Justice League Dark Out. We got Nightwing Year One. We got Batman Beyond. We got all the things you want to listen to over there. So go check them out wherever you get podcasts.
That's right. And I'm going to plug my gaming channel once again at Game with Ray and then the number 2 on YouTube. Go check it out if you want to see me play horror games, dark games, and adjacent. And some Final Girl board games as well. So I'm having a good time with it, and I'm going to plug it because I want more subscribers. I'll be honest with you. I just want more subscribers. Help me out, people.
Yeah. Well, since everybody else is plugging stuff, if you've got too much of this geeky stuff and you just need to chill out with some cats, go find Cute Avalanche on Twitch and YouTube. All right. That is all for this episode. We will be back with the results of the polls, your comments and reviews, other things you've written on the Discord or the Patreon. So make sure you join both of those, the Discord and the Patreon, so we can read those out on the wrap-up. Head to patreon.com/whowouldwinmasters. You'll find both the poll and the Discord link there. And if you think you've got what it takes to step into the challenger's chair, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself, send it to whowouldwinmasters@gmail.com, and maybe we'll see you sitting across from Ray in a future episode. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. I'll see you in the arena.